From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A frantic search for survivors is underway in parts of Chile, which has been struck by an 8.8 magnitude earthquake, one of the strongest to ever hit the South American nation. At least 120 people are reported dead. The quake hit before dawn, less than 100 miles from Concepcion, Chile's second largest city. Resident Carolina Millan says she felt the trembler 170 miles away in Viña del Mar.
I woke up, you know, the noise was really loud, it started moving. Of course, in Chile, we're used to having small tremblers all the time, so at first we didn't get up. But then we realized it was getting stronger and stronger, so we got up and the whole family, we went to the kitchen and stood under the door frame and waited it out there.
The earthquake was strong enough to trigger a tsunami. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says waves causing possible widespread damage to Hawaii are expected to wash ashore later today. Brian Chiru of the center says tsunami warnings and watches are in effect for much of the Pacific Rim.
One of the reasons why we expanded our warning to include most of the Pacific Ocean now is because the models, our forecast models, are showing that the danger is possible across the entire ocean. And, you know, as far away as the Philippines and, you know, all the way on the other side of the ocean.
The alert is prompting evacuations already along the coasts of Tonga and the Cook Islands. President Obama says the nation is ready for health care overhaul after the Senate and House have passed bills and a year of debate and legislative wrangling has gone by. But as NPR's Paul Brown reports, 2 days after a bipartisan health care meeting in Washington, Republicans are repeating their demand to start over.
The president says millions of Americans can't wait another generation for access to health insurance and protections against having coverage suddenly dropped.
It's time for us to act. It's time for those of us in Washington to live up to our responsibilities to the American people and to future generations. So let's get this done.
That's Mr. Obama in his weekly multimedia address. In the GOP address, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma restates his party's claim that the current House and Senate bills would result in a government takeover of health care.
Federal and state governments already control 60% of health care. If more government spending and control was the answer, we could have fixed health care long ago.
Coburn charges Democrats have never intended to work together with Republicans. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Utility crews are working to restore power to the more than 1 million homes and businesses affected by this week's winter storm in the northeastern U.S. New Hampshire bore the brunt of the power outage. More than 250,000 customers lost electricity. On top of record snowfall, the storm also whipped up hurricane-force winds. Gusts of up to 91 miles per hour reported in parts of New Hampshire. This is NPR. A suicide attack is blamed in at least 4 deaths in northwest Pakistan. 3 police officers and a child were killed when the bomber attacked a police station in Karak. About 24 people were injured. No one has claimed responsibility for the strike. Canada is maintaining its late surge in the medal standings at the Vancouver Winter Olympics. Canadians won 3 short track speed skating medals Friday, and the host country now leads the gold medal count. But one goal that was all but guaranteed didn't happen. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman has details.
If hockey is Canada's national sport, curling isn't far behind. The game of sliding stones on a sheet of ice is played throughout the country, so it was a reasonable expectation that the men's and women's Olympic curling teams would do quite well. The women were led by a skip, that's the team leader, named Cheryl Bernard. Well-known in Canada, her fame grew during the games as she repeatedly lived up to her nickname, Last Shot. But yesterday, in the final against defending Olympic champion Sweden, Bernard missed 2 big last shots that would have clinched the gold medal. A bad Bernard throw in the final end, which is like an inning in baseball, allowed Sweden to make up a 2-point deficit and force an extra end. In that one, Bernard could only bump 1 of 2 Swedish stones out of the scoring area, and Sweden won by a point. Canada took the silver medal. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
SeaWorld Orlando's killer whale show has reopened some 3 days after Trainer died at the park, but the typical stunt-filled entertainment was absent from today's performances. Trainers are no longer allowed in the water with the whales as SeaWorld reevaluates its safety procedures. This is NPR News.